And now we're performing Mincha. It's a tremendous chat we have. It's close to have Rabbi Yehuda Jacobs here, who's a guy who's the Mashkiach in Bismarck Gavoya in Lakewood. Many of us in Yeshiva heard from him and gained from him, and now he's here. He'll be with us a little bit more frequently. He'll be a familiar face, Mr. Shem, to the Tzibor. And it's a big kavod to call on Rabbi Jacobs to give a chibur.
our predecessors, the Kadmonim, people came generations before us. Took care to be careful in the mouth of Elul, of whatever we do. In other words, the month just before Rosh Hashanah, just before the Yemei Adin. So this is centuries. So what they did in an earlier time, which was really enough, was to institute saying an extra mizma every day after Shachas. That was many hundreds of years ago, a good preparation for that for a month, for the Yom HaDin, that was fine. As the generations have gone on and become maybe a little bit, weaker, so there more means are needed to get people ready for the Yemei HaDin, which is about 4 weeks away, or 4 weeks and 2 days, or whatever exactly. I would like to give over exactly what the Rambam says that. He describes Rosh Hashanah, the din of Rosh Hashanah. I said, same as a person is judged after his p'tira, is judged on, a person is judged on Rosh Hashanah too. And then he goes into that in Hilchos Tshuva, what the din is of Rosh Hashanah. The truth is that's what's nageh there to the Rambam. So there is, in other words, so we have now from the Rambam that there is the Yom HaDin that a person is subject to when he's Nifta, in which his whole life is reviewed and its meaning is made clear. And this is a question of Schar V'Onesh. So that's what's taken care of then. That's when a person, that's the Yom HaDin, that when a person passes away. The same, there's also every year on Rosh Hashanah. The individuals are, or people are nidoin in a similar way. The truth is that, well, Rosh Hashanah is negeh to us, and that a person should be prepared for the din, which follows necessarily after a person is nifta, which is also necessarily so. So that's what it says in Rambam. I just want to drop by, there's another Yom HaDin. That's called, that has like a special fearsome name, Yom HaShem HaGolo VaHanoro. Yom HaShem HaGolo VaHanoro. Before I came here, Anoch Yisraelchem is El Yohanovi, and before the Yom HaGolo VaHanoro. Now, what is the Yom Had? What is that? Now, this is before Eliyahu HaNavi comes. It's like it's not an everyday occurrence, not an every year occurrence. It doesn't even necessarily happen when a person is nifter, which is also a necessary fact. What's that? So I just to tell you over things that I heard. Not that I know so well, but things that I heard. I heard from our Shiva Zachen Levar, the one who made the Lakewood Yeshiva. He said, and why is it so Godel Vanoira? This is Yom Hashem HaGodel Vanoira. The Pasuk says it's fearsome. Rosh Hashanah is fearsome enough if you're a Maimon. This is the Pasuk has to tell you the Yom Hashem HaGodel VaHanoro. He said there are different things. We're things that we are not aware. And we, at the moment, can't be aware of. And that is that we will be called to task or, you know, to be responsible for what our actions have caused. Not just what we did and not the immediate cause. It's almost impossible for plain people to understand that what causes what is a cause to what, and that really everything we do has its effect, and it has an effect, and then that effect is a cause for the next thing and further, so that the cause, the process of cause and effect really carries on to the end of history, because every cause has an effect, maybe a little cause and a little effect. This thing of having to be responsible for the effect of what we do, and the effect of the effect, and the effect of the effect of the effect, at Sof Kol HaDoros, that is a little bit, from one end, almost beyond the conception of a regular human being. Maybe a novi, maybe. But a regular person can't really conceive of that. And it is also a little, more than a little, fearsome of how responsible we really are for what we cause. And what we cause means what we cause and what the cause costs, the effect and effect and effect. That's something that's first calculated at the end of all the generations. That Yom HaDin, for all the effects of what we did as the Yom HaShem HaGodo VaHanoro, that's a little bit, that is, it's fearsome enough. Rosh Hashanah is fearsome enough too. Mi yichyeh mi yomus is not a joke. But how much a person bears responsibility of his actions till the end, what's called till the end of time, we don't think of that. But that nonetheless comes into cheshbon. not only for hard things, it's for good things too. People do good things that have effect till the end of time. Good, that's schar. But it goes the other way too. Things that are not so pleasant also have an effect till the end of time. That Yom HaDin is a very fearsome Yom HaDin for something that the fear of it is so much greater because we don't think of it. We don't even think of this. Did something, I did it, I fixed it, I this, I that, okay, goodbye, gamanu. There's no gamanu till gamanu. And gamanu, I said, the end of the Olam HaAsiyah. Then there's gamanu, and then there's a Yom HaDin. At the Yom HaDin, Yom HaShem, HaGodol V'Hanoyla. The Pasuk has to say that, that's Godol V'Hanoyla. Okay, so we have like this. We have the Yom HaDin, which the Rambam uses as a marshal for the Yom HaDin of Rosh Hashanah, when a person is nifta. So when a person is nifta, put together all his deeds, and what that adds up to. We're saying it very quickly. A human being is much too complicated to be spoken about like that. But what it all adds up to. And okay, and then this is the schar v'onesh. That's after a person's ifta. What will happen by the Yom HaDin HaGodol V'Hanoyla? Maybe something like that too. Well, that's hard to know. I think what we have caused, what our doings have caused. We have caused good things. It's not just unpleasant things, but what we have caused, you know, but call it straight. Now what's this din of Rosh Hashanah? But the Rambam says not only when a person is ifta, but when Rosh Hashanah also a person is nidoin for his deeds. Now, see the it's an interesting thing. We say. So you'd say, well, it's the same thing. Maybe it's just in smaller installments, smaller increments. But you see that it's not